So it is the middle of March right now, and we have someone here in the studio at KLGR. Hello.
Hi.
Now, you listeners might have noticed that's not an adult's voice. Could you give us your name here?
I am Lillian.
Okay, Lillian. And why are you here in the middle of March?
As I'm sure that you're aware, my friends and I are selling Girl Scout cookies to gain first-hand experience as business owners.
Okay, so you're going to be selling the Girl Scout cookies, and I'm under the impression this isn't the first time you've done this?
No, this is not my first time.
How many times have you sold the Girl Scout cookies?
This is my third year selling Girl Scout cookies.
What do you like about selling Girl Scout cookies?
I get a chance to own my own business.
So you own your own business. What does that involve? I mean, how many weeks do you have to do this?
And
do you have
it's a six-week sale.
Do you have to get up like at 4 in the morning and spend 4 hours preparing every day?
No.
When you do the Girl Scout cookie sale, where do you do it and how do you do it?
I do it everywhere. Wherever there's people, I might get sales.
Do you sort of set up at one place, or do you go door to door and knock on people's doors?
Both of them.
Both of them.
For cookie booths, I set up at Runnings, Tostig's.
How many girls are selling Girl Scout cookies this year? Do you know?
70 Girl Scouts.
70 in just this area?
Yeah.
So do you have some sort of big goal that you're all working for this year?
Just for me, I'm working towards $825.
$825 or boxes?
Boxes.
825 boxes. Have you made your goal in the past?
Yes, I have.
So why 825? Why is that your goal?
Because if I get 825, I can choose to get a half off camp. And camp this year is really expensive, so that would be a lifesaver.
Okay, where's the camp and what would you be doing at the camp?
It is chill camp. And I will be doing stuff like meditating, making my own dessert, and making bath bombs.
Okay, that sounds like so it's sort of a science experiment camp?
Yeah.
Here we get to the crucial question. What is your favorite kind of cookie this year?
I would have to say the peanut butter sandwich.
Has that always been your favorite, or have you had other favorites in the past?
This has always been my favorite ever since I joined. My dad and I crushed them up and used them as cheesecake crust. And Mom likes to drizzle caramel and chocolate on top.
Oh.
It's delicious.
So basically the cookie itself is sort of the jumping off point for even more desserts.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe in camp, in science camp, you can make a bath bomb out of some peanut butter Girl Scout cookies.
Maybe.
Something to think about. Say you're in the store and you've got your table set up and you see some people walking in. How do you mentally prepare yourself to walk? I mean, what is your sales technique when you see people walking by?
I say hi, and are Girl Scout cookies on your shopping list? And that makes people smile, and sometimes I get a sale from there.
What is the earliest this year that you've been out there? You've been out at the grocery store this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The earliest is 9 to 1. I mean, 11.
Okay.
9 to 11.
Okay. So I was wondering what days, because I was wondering if it was you that I saw. So I remember. And I remember seeing somebody walk up to you at the grocery store. The guy just could not resist walking by. He had his children with him, and he just had to get the Girl Scout cookies. For a lot of people, it's a tradition. Is it a tradition in your family? When your parents were growing up, did they get the Girl Scout cookies too?
Not really, but sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, the Thin Mints were always my favorites, the ones I got.
Those are my second favorites.
Everybody seems to like the Thin Mints.
They're a very popular flavor.
That's a good question. What is the most popular?
Caramel Delights.
Now, do people have to order these cookies, or can they just get them directly from you right now?
they can get them from me right now. And delivery is always an option.
Delivery is always an option. Good. So how often this year are you going to be selling them? So if people want to get Girl Scout cookies, what is the last day they can still do that?
The final day of sales is March 29th.
And if people want to get in touch with you to be getting the Girl Scout cookies, or with any other Girl Scout too, where are you going to be? At a grocery store, or where are you going to be passing through our neighborhood or something like that?
Weekends at Terstig's from 9 until 3, and the Runnings too.
One last question when I'm interviewing people is, what am I forgetting to ask? What do you want people to know about the Girl Scout sales this year that I haven't asked about?
A portion of our profit is always put toward future supplies needed, some toward a service project, and the rest toward a fun adventure for our whole trip.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for stopping by.